Community welfare officers, they now work for the Department of Social Protection, and the majority of work carried out by the community welfare officers would involve the administration of purely supplementary welfare allowance schemes, such as weekly supplementary allowance, rent supplement, mortgage, interest supplement, diet and heating supplements, back to school clothing, footwear, all of that. They provide all of that. And as well as administering that, they would refer individuals to other state agencies as need be. But a decision has been taken to rationalise community welfare services. And I am aware in Inishowen that already Kilmany and Mallon have closed down, and Muff is due to close by the end of the month. And many others in Donegal are scheduled to close as well, like Castlefin, Cloughan, Rafoe, Ballantra, Carrick, Pettigo, Ardra, Funtown, Littermack, Ward, Annagrey, Stranacorca, and Muff, as I say.
The government says that people can just visit an alternative location. You say it's not that easy.
This is totally unacceptable. And that will make life easier and simpler for the government, but it will mean that the most needy will have to travel much further now to avail of necessary services. Like, for example, people in Muff will now have to come to Macrana or Cairn, and people in Malinhead and Greencastle will have to travel to Cairn. And we're talking about mothers maybe with three or four children, many with no cars, and most areas don't have public transport. And in winter time, with frost and snow, people just won't be able to make that journey. And it's again eroding services and in rural areas like the Garda stations and the rural post offices.
In terms of the campaign then to retain these local offices, is it a matter of it's now too late?
I don't think it's ever too late. And I mean, I have spoken to my own colleague, Charlie McConnell-Logue, and he's already working on it. But, Donal, we know we are meant to be bringing services closer to the people. Instead, we are taking them further away. People just won't be able to make these journeys. Yes, I know they will be putting on an extra clinic here and there, but queues are very evident in these areas already, long queues. What will it not be like if people are coming from different areas? And they do have said that in some occasions where people are sicker that they may travel, a member of staff may visit their home. But, I mean, that to me is pie in the sky. That can't happen.